counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we have an awesome show lined up for you this week. Lots of music, interviews, your music news, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be big.
It always confuses me when you say that I'm on the other side of the mic. It makes me think that they were putting out the impression they were using one microphone. And I mean, that's okay if that's what you're stuck with. And you know, I know that community radio operates under less resources than some other people, but we can afford two microphones. There are separate microphones.
I guess I don't know why I say it. It's just to say that you're
the other side of the room, channel. I don't know.
I'm never going to change it. You're on.
It's okay. I just, every time you say it, I get a little confused. I felt the need to address the matter.
You feel like
more formally.
Everybody out there, we can afford two microphones.
Yeah, microphones aren't that. There's equipment that's way more expensive than microphones. Anybody can afford two microphones.
Like this board, for example.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, we do have two microphones, just so you know. And that's Brian right there. There he is.
Hello.
He's going to let you know what you find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
Yeah, go check it out. It's a pretty cool service of the National Camps Radio Association. Earshot is the National Camps and Community Radio Report, which is published every single week at that website, which is, again, earshot-online.com. And through compiling of over 30 Canadian Camps and Community Radio Stations top 30 charts, we have the national top 50, and we're going to play the top 20 albums for you over the next 2 hours of the program, selections from those records. And you can also find the separate charts from those stations, as well as specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and so very much more. So go check it out.
And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to connect. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. And we're doing that today. Chris Page is on the program. We're chatting with him about his new release and Eastern Canadian tour that he'll be on. And we also have an interview with Joel Plaskett, who's on the charts. We've got your music news. Brian's gonna have your lowdown, the top 20. Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really jam-packed show. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful sunny day as we record the program. It's actually a holiday. Anthony is dressed down. He's in a nice comfy sweater. Normally
my Easter sweater.
Normally you've worked all day. Maybe you're a little tired and wearing ties and uncomfortable clothes.
I know, I'm jovial
clothes, but
today.
Now you're in a good mood. You're full of good food and you look cozy. And it's going to be a good show. We have some awesome interviews. Always nice to chat with our pal Joel Plaskett. And he has a great new record out that debuted at number 8 last week. Huge debut. Where is it sitting this week? You'll find out in the not too distant future. So definitely don't change the dial.
Yeah, lots of movement on the charts this week. And we are going to kick things off with your number 20, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to a couple of records, surprisingly, this week. The Dodos fall off from number 19. They're not in the top 50 at all this week. The Golden Dogs, who were in the charts for quite some time, they were at number 17 last week. They're down at number 30. And Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, who were definitely in the top 20 for quite some time, they were at number 14, and they're just off the cusp of the program this week at number 22. And yeah, there's only two records sitting still this week, perhaps also our number one, but you'll find out. And otherwise, we're going to jump right into it. At number 20 from number 18 is Milk and Bone from Little Morning. You're going to hear a track called Coconut Water. Samantha Sabbath Smith after that at number 19, down from number 12 from Fine Lines, in a track called Higher Than Above. And we're going to close it all off with Continental Shelf from Viet Cong at number 18, up from 20.
All right, here we go. Milk and Bone, Coconut Water. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18. When all is said and done, you'll be alone.
That was Continental Shelf from Viet Cong, the single off of their record, which we're going to hear from later as well, at number 18, up from number 20. Also higher than above, Samantha Savage Smith at number 19, down from number 12 is her latest Fine Lines. And we kick the show off with Milk and Bone, their debut record on Bonsun called Little Morning, at number 20, down from number 18, and a track, Coconut Water.
Ottawa-based singer-songwriter Chris Page is set to release his newest album, Volume Versus Voice, on April 21st, and he has a new single out to tease the album. Chris joins us on the program to chat. Chris, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So my focal point is the name of your single from the new album that people can hear now. The title of the song is unique. Is there a bit of foreshadowing with the song when it comes to the album telling us that this was your focus over the past little while, or anything that comes out of the name?
Actually, you know, it's a little bit of a coincidence, but it is a good point because I was thinking about that when we were trying to decide what track we would tease out first. And I had a few friends listening to the record. That was the one that seemed to jump out. So it was more a committee that made the choice of which song should go first. So I wouldn't say that it was chosen for that reason. But yeah, interesting that it is a bit of a focal point, because this record has been a focal point of mine for a while now.
And the album, which drops April 21st, is definitely not your first. Do you find your sound has changed over the course of the years that you've been making music and playing music?
It hasn't changed a lot, I wouldn't say. This record is a lot mellower than I've done in the past. I think it's a good follow-up to my last solo record, which was called Date with a Smoke Machine. But this one's even more mellow, and I think if it's changed at all, I've forced the change, because I was really trying to keep it more of a mellow acoustic record. I find when I've tried to do that in the past, I just end up, ramping up the folk in a sort of Billy Bragg style, and I really wanted to try to keep the reins on it this time around and keep it sort of a cottagey summertime record that was easy listening. So, I mean, my solo stuff has always been in that vein, and the work I do with Camp Radio is still very poppy, but it's a lot more bombastic and a little more on more punk garage edged to it, you know.
And what was the recording process like for the album?
This one was very unique for me. It was the first time I'd ever done this. I recorded it myself in a cottage in Quebec. And in the past, I've worked often with Dave Dreyes the last few years at Little Bullhorn Prods in Ottawa. I've done a few records with Dave. And this time around, I just wanted to try to do something that was unique and something that I could do on my own. It was more of an experiment to see how it would go. And it was I just isolated myself for 5 days and had the songs I wanted to do and just sort of let it flow from there. And Dave was still involved. He mixed it and mastered it for me. But the actual recording process was pretty fun. It was a pretty unique experience.
And you've also got some tour dates lined up starting April 22nd. Are you excited to tour the new album and play some of the new stuff on the road?
Yeah, I really am. It's been a long time since I've been out on the road and gone out to play some shows, especially as far west as Vancouver. It's been years since I've been out there. I've been east a few times lately. I played Halifax and Moncton with Camp Radio a couple of years ago. But I'm looking forward to getting out there with just a guitar and playing some shows and letting people hear the new songs for sure.
If you haven't done so already, head to chrispage.bandcamp.com and pre-order your copy of Volume Versus Voice. We're going to give you a chance to hear the new single from the album right now. And Chris, good luck on the tour.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, I appreciate you calling.
Here is My Focal Point from Chris Page and the album Volume Versus Voice. Stick around. More of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Don't leave me.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
I feel just like an open book, exposing myself in this neighborhood, talking to people as if I knew them well, thinking that everyone has gone through different kinds of hell. Lately I found myself in doubt, asking myself what it's all about. What am I doing here? What's this leading to? What's the point of all without you? Well, I've got promises to keep, like a cat I know will land upon my feet each time I fall.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Let me close my eyes and drift off in the night, maybe.
That was Will Butler with Witness, sitting still at number 16 as his debut, Policy. Before that, number 17, it was just off the charts last week at 21. It's Jose Gonzalez, Vestiges and Claws with a track called Open Book. And we also chatted with Chris Page and heard a track from his latest called My Focal Point.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts right now as we go through the first 10 of the top 20 here on the Earshot 20. We're going to head to the phone line all the way to Toronto. Get your tickets ready. Board the plane. Here we go. When we've landed, and Stephen Karlick is on the line with us back from South by Southwest. He's a senior editor at Exclaim Magazine, a friend of ours here, bringing us our music news. And Stephen, I have to ask, because all the fans are wondering, you lived, and we got those updates from James as you were away, but did you have a wicked time?
I did, yes. South by Southwest is crazy. It's excellent if you're press, because you get to skip incredibly, incredibly long lineups.
Oh, you must have some people mad at you.
Yeah. And you get to see some pretty amazing music, because they do some special stuff down there. A lot of it's actually unofficial parties and shows and that sort of thing, and everything comes together and is taken down after really quickly. It's a beautiful city, though, and the food is amazing. So if you do get the chance, go down there and have a taco for me.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you back, and lots of great news to chat about in this hour and the next hour of the program. We'll kick things off with a story about Chad Van Galen and a big win for him.
Yes, this was the third year that the annual Prism Prize has been awarded. That's the annual award for Canada's best music video. This year, like you said, it's gone to Chad Van Galen, who directed the music video for Timber Tambor's Beat the Drum Slowly. You can, of course, see that at exclaim.ca. It is an animated video. It is, in typically Chad Van Galen style, very weird, very surreal, very psychedelic, and very awesome. The award was presented to Van Galen on March 29th at Toronto's TIFF Bell Lightbox. During a ceremony in which the top 10 nominees were screened, Van Galen was on hand at the ceremony to accept the trophy and the $5,000 cash prize. Meanwhile, the Prism Prize Audience Award went to director Natalie Ray Robison for Candles Not Up to Me. That, of course, was decided by online votes. And the prize is sort of expanding every year. This year, director Jared Rabb accepted the Arthur Lipset Award, which a press release notes, quote, recognizes an innovative and unique approach to music video art. Animator and cinematographer Christopher Mills was also presented with the Prism Prize Special Achievement Award, which celebrates a Canadian music video artist for worldwide achievements. So some very cool stuff this year. Van Galen was actually nominated twice for the Prism Prize this year. He animated the clip for his own song, Monster, as well. Back in 2013, a clip he directed for Mother Mother was nominated for that year's prize. So he's no stranger to it, but this is the first year he's won. There were clips from Van Galen, Timber Tambor, Candle, Kevin Drew, Rich O'Coin, Fur Trade, Ryan Hemsworth, The New Pornographers, Adonis Adonis, and Pup, all up for the award. So some very cool stuff. And in the interest of full disclosure, I am a member of the jury myself, so I had a voting say in what won there.
Well, definitely well-deserved on his behalf, and congratulations to him.
Totally.
So we've got news about Sabi Fest. It's weird to even think that this is coming up, but so many festivals happening, and they've got a pretty sick lineup to chat about even to start for their 10th anniversary.
Yeah, some very cool stuff announced already for Sabi Fest, even though it's not coming until July 31st and will run till August 2nd. The festival's 10th anniversary lineup in Sackville, New Brunswick, will include Angel Olsen, Doldrums, Frog Eyes, Pup, and Speedy Ortiz, amongst others. Of course, over 30 artists are expected to join the bill, with more to be revealed as the event draws nearer. But a press release promises that attendees can expect, quote, small-town charm and a, quote, friendly atmosphere, in addition to the great music, of course. It also adds that, quote, 2015 marks the 10th anniversary of Sappy Fest and promises to deliver an eclectic mix of new and old favorites, as well as many other usual and unusual shenanigans. We hope you'll celebrate this milestone with us in the swamp. So many cool things coming there. Of course, people from the Maritimes flocked to that one. And passes are currently on sale for $100 for weekend passes, so grab them while you can.
And Brian and I had an opportunity to go down and check that out last year. We actually did the show live from Sackville, New Brunswick, when Sabi Fest was going on. So great times, and definitely a festival you'll want to check out.
Very cool.
One more story before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. That's news that Kanye West is set to play in Canada, more specifically in Ottawa.
Yeah, very cool news if you ask me. Very upsetting news if you ask a bunch of very picky Ottawans, but but Ottawa's RBC Blues Fest did announce this week that Kanye West was set to play a headlining gig at the festival. The initial lineup for the upcoming 2015 edition of the music festival was announced last week, but on March 30th, they unveiled the big surprise that he will be playing a headlining set on Friday, July 10th. He'll, of course, be joining Iggy Azalea, Interpol, Run the Jewels, Chance the Rapper, Future Islands, Churches, Always, Purity Ring, and many, many others at the festival. A statement from the festival said, quote, "The RBC Blues Fest is one of the most well-rounded music experiences of the summer," said executive and artistic director Mark Monahan in a previous statement. Quote, "As fans have come to expect, we will once again be offering unprecedented value and variety." The festival does, of course, take place at Ottawa's LeBreton Flats Park from July 8th to 19th. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get full festival information at the official website. But I am sort of baffled at the amount. There has been a lot of controversy around this decision for some reason. People have started groups on Facebook to say that Kanye shouldn't be coming, which strikes me as an odd way to respond to this news. But to each their own.
Yeah, it is weird, but you know, you'll have fans, and then you always have fans and haters of anybody. That's just the way the world works.
People are particularly upset for some reason that Kanye West doesn't sound like the Blues, and yet they're perfectly happy to have Weird Al, the Tragically Hip, Deep Purple, Edward Sharp, and a bunch of others join, not to mention Run the Jewels. So I don't know if that's exactly a valid excuse for just Kanye.
They need to work on their argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. All right. We'll cut back to the charts. Stephen, we'll get you to hang on the line for a little bit, and we'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Kappa Chow. They're down two spots at number 15. Collected Output as of now is their record. You're going to hear a track called Love on Me. And Father John Misty, number 9 last week, number 14 now, from I Love You, Honey Bear. We're going to close out this set with Chateau Lobby, number 4.
Am I bread and butter? Like the queen would have ostrich and cobra wine, we'll have satanic Christmas Eve and play piano in the chateau lobby. I've never
lift up your wedding dress. Someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Chateau Lobby number 4 by Father John Misty from the record I Love You, Honey Bear, at number 14, down from number 9. And down two spots to 15 was Capachow. You heard Love on Me.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Miss any part of it, you can download and podcast the show, and we'll tell you how to do that just in a few minutes after the next three more tracks before we take a break and then bring you the top 10. And as Brian was saying, some movement on the charts, things dropping off, things peaking up, and our number 2 jumping up a few spots, debuting high last week anyway, and now being at number 2, could he displace the number 1? It's a good question. It's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the 8 wonders of the world.
Which is of the 8 wonders is it replacing, which is not so wondrous anymore?
I don't know what the 8 wonders are. Number 3.
Oh, I don't know that they're in order.
Hopefully the Easter Bunny found you. Hopefully you had a good long weekend. The Easter Bunny found you. And if you're listening to the, depending on when you're listening to this, it might be during the Easter weekend, after the Easter weekend, but whatever it is, I wonder if you all got lots of chocolate. I don't get a lot of chocolate anymore because I'm not a young child.
I want to know what you think about this.
All right.
Later. So anyone possibly listening with your children, don't spoil the magic. I'm possibly going to spoil some magic. At the mall now that you can get your picture taken like you do with Santa, but with the Easter Bunny, kind of weird.
Am I off base? No, it's weird.
Me and my wife both think it's weird. Just like, no, that's weird.
It's a little strange. Santa's all right, but the Easter Bunny is the costume, and the costume itself is horrific. Like, just to look at the bunny is.
I always envisioned the Easter Bunny as a small bunny rabbit, not this big, huge, personified rabbit creature. I think it's a little weird. They're grasping for dollars, but
it's strange.
I don't know if this is something that's been going on elsewhere across the country or if it's just something.
It's been around for a while.
Just noticed it this year. I don't know that I've paid much attention to it in the past.
I'm certain I have a picture or two of me as a child with the Easter Bunny and my cousins as well. So yeah, but anyway, it's strange. I enjoy, no matter what, my favorite are the ones of kids freaking out when they sit down. It's okay when mom or dad are holding them, but as soon as they sit down on the lap, Santa, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, they freak out. They lose it. And the tears and the screaming and the trying to get away, those are my favorite pictures.
You're a bad person.
I know. Oh, man. Well, anyway, good Easter to you. Hopefully it was a great weekend, and hopefully you got lots of chocolate. You had good celebrations. We'll get three more tracks to bring you, and then this hour will be complete. We're going to kick it off with number 13.
All right, quite a big climb for the ever-popular Modest Mouse. Last week, debuting at number 46, their new album is called Strangers to Ourselves. It's at number 13. You're going to hear a track called Big Brave. Be Brave, actually. But, you know, whatever. At number 12, up from number 15, Siskiyou, Nervous, and a big debut this week at number 11. It is the new one from Mint Records, who always put out some Insta classics for fine new Canadian music. The latest is called Faith Healer. That's the latest group that they're putting out a release for, entitled Cosmic Troubles. Don't go anywhere. We'll let you know the tracks you heard when we return.
Sitting in the
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from Faith Healer and their debuting very high at number 11 on Mint Records. It's called Cosmic Troubles, and you heard a track called Angel Eyes. You heard the title track from Siskiyou's latest, Nervous, on Constellation Records at number 12 up for number 15, and debuting at 46 last week and climbing all the way to number 13 is the latest from the always ever popular Modest Mouse. Their newest is called Strangers to Ourselves, and we kick that set off with a track called Be Brave.
That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we are doing this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com on a weekly basis. We broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send over syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And you can check out the show in more than 30 airing spots, or more than 30 times. I shouldn't say airing spots, but yeah, no, that makes sense. 30, mm-hmm. 30 spots is when you can hear all across the country.
That's true. Yeah, we're on about 20 plus stations right now, and some stations air it on more than one occasion. So
fun times. You can also download the program from radio4all.net and podcast the show on iTunes. Stick around when we come back. We've got your top 10. Stephen Karlick returns with music news. You get your lowdown, and we're talking with Joel Plaskett. It's all coming up in the next hour of the program. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.